Monday morning, I woke up with a really bad pain in my side, but I thought, nothing of it, I thought I might have just slept funny. So I went to the doctor's Wednesday, and he said I had a trapped nerve between my shoulder blades, but it's just gradually getting worse, and it's growing up, like, coming up all up here. I keep getting shooting pains at the back of my neck.
And where, that's going to point to me where it hurts?
It's, like, all up here and all down here. When I breathe, I can't breathe in deep because it hurts too much.
And is it the first time it happened to you? Have you had any painkillers at all today?
I have, yeah. I went to the Bitten Walking Centre and they gave me an ibuprofen and two paracetamol.
Okay, what time was that?
So about an hour ago, roughly.
Okay, so you've had some painkillers. And if you're going to scale your pain from 1 to 10, where 10 is the worst?
About 9.
And are you allergic to anything at all? Okay, Emily, what we'll do is we'll get you seen by one of our doctors in Marna's area. If you take a seat just on the chairs anywhere there and wait to be called through. At the moment, it's roughly about 1 hour to 1.5 hour wait. Okay?
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
No worries.
Bye.
That's a potentially interesting case. Someone who's seen three... You're the third person, so they've been seen by the walking centre, their own GP, and you.
Yeah.
She rates her pain pretty highly. Mm. I mean, it could be anything from a punctured lung to an infection to a simple sprain of the rib.
Yeah.
So how do you assess the urgency of that as the triage nurse?
For her, because she walking into triage, and she looks really quite well for me. And the wait for her at the moment is not that long. So if she goes to Marna's, she would be seen by the doctors as soon as, like, an hour. Right. So I'm quite happy with that. But if the wait has been really quite long, considering that she's got a pain on the left side of her chest, I would probably have taken her to Major's just to be on the safe side, and we've taken some bloods as well.
So when you're quiet, the triage isn't quite such a problem for you, because everyone can get seen pretty quickly.
Yeah, but when it's really quite busy, that's a bit of a problem.
Yeah, I mean, you told her there, hour and a half, and she seemed perfectly happy. Do you ever get problems with people going,
yes,
you know?
Yes. Absolutely.
And then how do you handle that?
They would sometimes say, can you bump me up the queue?
Yeah.
And I would normally say, unfortunately, there are patients who's really quite poorly, and this is just one piece of the department. It's a very big department.
My name is Susie Knight. I'm one of the paediatric nurse practitioners here. Just seen a 15-year-old boy who was play fighting with a friend. He's been kicked in the hand, and he's got a fracture of two of the bones in his hand.
So, Alex, tell me what happened.
Basically, in the school, we had a, like, play fight with the friend, and he kicked me accidentally in the hand.
I mean, if you can describe your hand, I mean, it's very swollen.
It's massive.
And bruised, and, well, the palm's all reddy brown. So and you saw the nurse at the school, and she...
Yeah, I did.
She gave
I went home, and today, when I come back to school, they told me that I need to go to the GP to sort everything, and she gave me the paper for x-ray at hospital.
Right. Yes. And which bone have you broken, then?
Exactly, then.
So that's the bone that connects your knuckle to your wrist, on your ring finger, we'd call that. So
yes. And on the middle finger, them two.
Oh, two? You've done two?
Yeah, two broken fingers.
So it's a
Christmas present.
The metacarpal. So what's going to happen there?
They're going to put a plaster over my hand.
Mm-hmm. Is it painful?
Not now. It was painful for the first 5 minutes.
Fine.
When I had all black in front of my eyes, and the stars was going around my head. Yeah.